My mom is a paramedic, and she sees tons of bad stuff every day. It really makes her sad a lot.
The world can be a dangerous and scary place sometimes, but Jesus promises to make all things new. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. If you watch the news, you might get the idea that the world is a dangerous place. Even Jesus said the world would be filled with trouble. But he also had good news. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "Take heart, I have overcome the world." And that means even though the world can be scary, Jesus is more powerful than all the bad stuff. And if you believe in him, you can overcome the world too. Our story today is called Heavy Burdens. Rowan walked out of his bedroom and rubbed his eyes. He was surprised to see Mom sitting at their small kitchen table. Usually she was in bed by the time he woke up for school, but this morning she sat, still in her uniform, looking weary. "Hey, Mom," he greeted her. "What are you still doing awake? Aren't you tired?" Rowan's mom was a paramedic and she worked the night shift driving an ambulance. She gave him a half smile. "I wasn't ready to go to sleep," she said. "A lot of things happened while I was at work tonight, and I just needed a little time to process all of them." Rowan nodded. Ever since his family had moved into the city, Mom's job had gotten a lot more difficult. She saw scary things every day. Sometimes he'd overhear his parents talking about his mom's job. Her ambulance was called to help people who were hurt from drugs or gunshot wounds or car accidents. He knew his mom had to feel scared or sad a lot of the time. He wrapped his arms around her. "I'm sorry, Mom." He wasn't sure how to comfort her. He hated seeing his mom so discouraged. When Rowan finally pulled away to grab himself some cereal, he thought about what might encourage him if he were in Mom's position, and then he smiled. "You know, Mom, Mr. Rob from church read us a cool passage from Revelation on Sunday. It was all about how when Jesus comes back, there will be no more death or crying or pain. Mr. Rob told us that Jesus is going to make everything new." He watched his mom's eyes get misty, like she was right on the edge of crying. "He also told us," Rowan went on, "that even though the world can be dark and scary and unfair sometimes, we have hope that Jesus will make everything perfect again someday because we trust in him." Mom swiped at her eyes with the sleeve of her uniform. "I think the Holy Spirit brought the perfect encouragement to me this morning," she said with a shaky voice. "Thank you." Rowan smiled and Mom hugged him again. "Maybe we can read that passage over breakfast, and then I think I'll get some rest." Well, how about you? Are you ever discouraged by the things that are happening in the world? Sometimes all the brokenness around us can feel like heavy burdens on our shoulders. Does it encourage you to know that Jesus is coming someday to make everything perfect and new again? If you trust him as your Savior, you have hope because he defeated sin and death and promises that you'll share an eternity with him that's perfect and complete. Our key verse today is Revelation 21:4.
"There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away."
And our key thought for today, Jesus is going to make all things new. Do you like to listen to the Faith and Fun on Keys for Kids Radio? Now you can fill your whole house with Faith and Fun with Amazon Alexa. Just ask her to play Keys for Kids Radio and you'll tune in to the latest story or song made just for you. Even my thermostat has Alexa now, and I got it to play Keys for Kids Radio. It's a safe place to learn more about God and listen to the best Christian music. So just ask Alexa to play Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.